previously on the Mike Knox Show.
Jeff's always there. Vinny's been filling in, but it's Chris's show. But Chris has been working because, you know, WrestleMania came, and it is not a cheap thing, people. Trust me, I took five people. There's nothing cheap about WrestleMania. So he's back, but today we're going to be joined by Vincent LaSpada. We're going to be joined by the Z Assassin. Y'all know him as Dice Man, and we're going to talk WrestleMania. But today, oh, my brother, for me, it was just okay. It was okay. A winner of this match, though, Rhea Thickley, being still the women's champion. And I'm with you, Vinny. Right choice, right person won. Becky shouldn't have won this match. Definitely took me there. But
Charlotte Flair is the greatest women's wrestler of all time.
Tell me when I'm telling lies.
Oh, I got some giveaways, people. I got some giveaways. Y'all get ready. It's time to up this thing up. I didn't go to WrestleMania and come home empty-handed. Just know that. Okay? Then we get this ladder match that, frankly, I'm going to be honest with you guys. Being there, I didn't see half this shit. I had to come home and watch it, okay? Because when you're at WrestleMania, you're not privileged to the camera angles you get from watching things at home on television. So watching this there live, I wasn't that impressed with the match. I come home, it's okay. And that's funny because, like, I like to think to myself, I want to come here and make this thing sound all rosy and cheeks and, you know, and make it sound great and all that kind of stuff. But I'm always a realist, and I love ladder matches. I've been begging for ladder matches to come back to WrestleMania. I finally get one, and this was the bullshit they give me. I'm just being honest with you. This was the bullshit they gave me.
Some viewers may find the following video disturbing. Viewer discretion is advised.
Yeah, Perfect Plex Radio. We about to go live on them. Mike Knox, that's with three X's because he's hardcore. Are y'all ready? We about to give y'all something special. You ready? Let's go! After money, now you're wrong, what you getting in? Perfect Plex Radio, got them listening. Mike Knox, from Cena to The Rock, or whatever wrestler is hot. News and interviews, it's a one-stop shop. Matter of fact, let me give you more choices. You can call in and be the voice with the voiceless. So what you waiting on? Let's get it cracking. Let's talk wrestling, that's enough rapping. Perfect Plex Radio, simply, we about to give y'all something special. You ready? Let's go!
And welcome everybody back to the longest running, rising, fastest damn podcast in the world. Cheap pop, but it ain't. Welcome everybody to the Mike Knox Show here on Unpop Review Wrestling. I am your host this evening, Mike Knox. And indeed, I spell my name with three X's because, like today's show, I am hardcore, people. First of all, we got a lot to talk about. We got a lot to discuss. I'm going to be honest with you. It's what happens every single week in the world of professional wrestling, especially after the road to WrestleMania. Here it come. We got a plethora. We got a smorgasbord of wrestling to talk about today. Cody Rhodes ushers in the Triple H era that we called for way back in November. We got AEW being a fuckboy to their own fan base and showing footage they shouldn't have fucking showed. And we got SmackDown, which is what everybody wants to talk about, this new bloodline. I mean, the new bloodline. I mean, that's not my tribal chief. Is that your tribal chief, Vaughn? Is that your tribal chief? Z is silent backstage. Comment below. Let us know. Is that your tribal chief? Let's talk about that. Big wrestling news coming out all today. Rhea Thickley is looked to say that she may be injured and might have to give up the belt tonight. I always say hashtag death to dirt sheets. Let's find out exactly what that is. They said about Seth Rollins, remember? And look what he did. He just took some time off, got it all together, and made it happen. What's going on, everybody out there? What's going on, baby? What's going on, Charmaine? What's going on? What's going on, DC the Collector? And on time today, I see. Didn't want to catch another 3-hour show, which will never happen again, by the way. Okay? Damn. We did a show longer than a goddamn PLE. I don't know what the hell was happening that day. But we did it. It was exciting. It was fun. You guys kept it interesting and things to talk about. So as always, at this point in the show, guys, if you're here, like, follow, subscribe, share, smash that that bell notification. You know, when we go live, you can talk to us. Not my tribal chief. Double R is my tribal chief. Like, T'Challa is my king. Is this your king? Yes, that's still our king, okay? But we got a lot to this. Look, I'm getting messages from the wife backstage, y'all. Rhea Thickley, really? Like, where has she been for, like, the last year and a half? Right? I always tell people, right? I'm going to call him out because I know he ain't listening, even though he shared my show last week. DJ's cousin, Rob. Like, you shared a show, so I'm going to say this to you. Share another one, right? Smash the subscribe button. You may be listening, but are you hearing what I'm saying, people? All right? Listen, we got a lot to talk about, so let's go ahead and get into today's show. As I said already, make sure you follow my team, first of all, before I go any further. Make sure you follow Unpopular View Entertainment Wrestling, Unpopular View Entertainment, Unpopular View Sports, Unpopular View Everything. Shit. Oh, there it is. Damn it. We're just getting started, Michael Smith, and I got to do this already? Jesus. There it is. You happy? Fuck. You got to sing this song. Y'all know this song. You ready? 1, 2, 3. Fuck you. Fuck you. Dave Meltzer. Fuck you and your dumbass ratings while we're at it. Okay? How about that? A 1.75. How do you even get something at 1.75 in the first damn place? Can somebody explain that to me? How do you get a 1.75? Okay? And then that's not even how you add up. Okay, but make sure you follow my man King Vaughn Jr., 301 King Vaughn Jr., the Victorious Ones podcast, always holding me down, 10 years strong now, doing what he does best, holding me down. Okay, my man the Z is silent. Make sure you guys check him out on the SmackDown Review Show every single Saturday right here on Unpopular View with my man him and Vic.
Welcome to the SmackDown Penitentiary.
Know what it is, and just make sure you're just checking out everybody here on the network. So let's talk about it, y'all. We got a lot to discuss today, a lot to talk about. So I want to talk about them if we can, because the world of professional wrestling is always it's topsy turvy, right? It's always something going on. It's always something that we that's changing, forever changing. As Z would say, we consume a lot of wrestling. Right? Over the years and things go on and things going back and forth. We consume a lot of wrestling. And in the last 7 days since we were here last, just doing a WrestleMania review, a lot of things has taken place. So we're going to start off with talking. Oh, today also, because I've been a little annoyed, right? Which is nothing new, right? You tune in after 15 years, you know I get annoyed, especially by wrestling fans the most. Samantha Irving. I love Samantha Irvine. I mean, what is there not to like? She's aesthetically pleasing. Right? So that means for those who don't know what that is, that might be a big word that's too big of a word for you to understand. She's easy on the eyes, right? She has passion for the company. But we got to stop with she's the GOAT of announcing. We have to stop that. That's a sham mockery, okay? Let her do more in the business than crying, okay, to announce somebody. And for what it's worth, as much as everybody loved that moment, for what it's worth, it was kind of unprofessional. Okay, I'm just saying, it was kind of unprofessional. You got a job to do, not to be emotional about the job you're doing. Can you imagine Michael Buffer? Oh my God, he just got knocked the fuck out. Let's go Holloway. You're not supposed to do that. Your job is to announce the winners, introduce the people who's going to be in the match. But again, I'm just saying about Samantha. I think Samantha's very good at what she's great at what she does. But GOAT, we're going to debate who is the GOAT of announcers around here. So comment below and let us all know. Okay. Also, I give her credit for being unique and how, yeah, you got to give her credit. I'm not taking nothing from Samantha. She is great at what she does. But I just think in today's world, this microwave society world says, do you think Jey Uso, I got Jey Uso can beat Damian for the, I don't know. Is he world champion material? I'd have told you no 7 months ago. But he's the biggest face in the company. It ain't Cody Rhodes, okay? Again, I'm going to say this for people to understand some things. We'll talk about it a little bit later in the program. And I'm with you on that one, Vaughn. You got to understand something about WWE's product, right? Their product is a fan-based product, meaning It's not about how good you necessarily wrestle in the ring, right? It's about how the crowd interacts with you, right? We'll say, we go back to the SmackDown review show. We're going to talk about the SmackDown segment in a second. Was it a pop for Toma? Or was it just a pop for the segment? Doesn't really matter because people went crazy for it, right? Whether it was for the wrestler or for the moment of the new bloodline. Either way, it got a response. And it got a tremendous response, right? That's WWE. So to answer that question, Charmaine, anything's possible, right? With the way that crowd been doing things. But let's go ahead and move and mosey on to this show and start off with Raw last week. The Triple H era that we've deemed here on the program weeks ago. Jey Uso is more understandable for being world champion than Davey. I'm not going to argue that with Shay at all, okay? But I will say to that is that when I couldn't stand Damian, you pop for him? See, because you also watch New Japan for wrestling, and you're a real good wrestling fan, Shay, when it comes to knowing that product, right? But and I'm going to keep it. I ain't said it in a while, y'all. I'm going to keep it a book. Most WWE fans don't be watching all wrestling. Let's just be real with you. All they watch is WWE. So they didn't really know the guy. But we'll talk about that in a second, all right? Because I put these slides together, all right? Y'all can't be throwing me off by asking these damn questions. It throws off the slides. We got to go in order. There's an order to this mess here, okay? Let's keep it official. Like a whistle, right? Bars. See, I could have wrote that shit for Drake. I'm just saying, all right? That's all I'm saying. Y'all thought that was a hotline. Shit, I take it a minute, a hotline. Whatever the hell you say. You know, I ain't a rapper, though. I got rappers backstage that can hold my bars down for me. But the Triple H era, right? Anybody else find that weird, though? To call the Triple H era, like you had the Attitude era because they were giving you attitude, right? You had the Ruthless Aggression era because we're going to be ruthless in our aggression. The Triple H era is kind of, they never called it a McMahon era. I'm just saying, oh shit, can I say Lord Voldemort's name? It's my show, I can say what I want to say, right? But no one said, this is the McMahon's era, right? So it's the Triple H era. I mean, I called it back in November that it was a Triple H's era. Now it's finally being called that by his peers, right? Or are they really his peers if they work for him, right? How do you call that, right? I'm not that intelligent. But anyway, comes out, Cody Rhodes, the America's champion, the new people's champion I was referring to him last week as. Triple H gives him the nod. It's you. It's all about you. He's kissing babies. He's kissing belts. Shout out to Cody Rhodes. Put my man King Coley's daughter, pulled her from the crowd, gave her the nightmare belt on SmackDown. They are calling it the Renaissance era. Okay. Okay. Can you give me the definition of a Renaissance, please? Because don't Renaissance mean, I don't want to say what it, but when I think of Renaissance, I think of old, turned new, right? Rebirth of pro wrestling. Okay, like a Renaissance to rebirth. Okay. 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 But he's out here kissing babies, right? Shaking hands, and then all of a sudden, the final boss comes out one last time. I'm sorry, y'all. I picked this picture for a good-ass reason. Just look at him. Just look how he shines. I don't like it being called that. I thought Cody calling the Renaissance era made more sense. It does make more sense than being called the Triple H era. When I was saying that, I was saying it from a perspective of how he's put his stamp on that locker room, and it's finally, he's in full control of what he's going to do. So when they started calling, I think Stephanie McMahon came out on what, WrestleMania Sunday, right? And said that. And that's kind of was, man, I know that's your man and all. You know what I'm saying? But hey, I love it, right? Stick up here. Men still looking for a woman that will cook for him, right? Wash his clothes and be okay with the fact that he's paying all the bills. That's not forgotten. That don't mean, hey, ladies, you can't be all my women, independent, throw your hands up. Yeah, I love an independent woman, okay? I love that. I love somebody to go out there and buy her own shit, right? But let's not get it twisted, people. We don't have that many good women out here. So shout out to Stephanie McMahon Helmsley for being a good woman, okay? Look at that man belt just shining, 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 yeah. All this winning. Look at that belt. Anyway, he comes to the ring. He goes, yeah, Cody, let me hold that belt. Cody goes, why you want to hold my belt, Rock? But sure, we can hold belts. Let's go ahead and switch them. This was the passing of the torch to me that no one talked about last week, right? When I said this last week's show, and this came on after that, this was the passing of what I said. It's Cody, the new people's champ, right? Taking nothing from the Rock. This is, you know, you got to be careful, Vaughn. We're just talking backstage. You know, wrestling fans, they get all in their butt hurts. You know what I mean? And we know one thing, they're fickle, okay? So before y'all all calm down,
I want you to fire me. You fuck! fucking mark.
Facts, okay? It's just entertainment, okay? But the new people's champion, Cody Rhodes, why did I say that? Because the people demanded him being champion. I do not think this was the call 7 months ago for Cody to be champion. I do. Nothing will change my mind unless someone from that company, that's not somebody from the company that I know personally, right? But somebody from the company that makes decisions will say, yeah, that was never the plan, Mike. Nah, Mr. Knox, yeah, it was always going to be this. Until I hear that, Roman was going to beat Hogan's record. And no, Vic, don't tell me, well, he beat a Hogan's record. No one gave two shits about being a WrestleMania record breaker, okay? And the fact they cheated, by the way. What's going on, Katie? By the way, they cheated by having him wrestle two nights in a row. Knox promises that you would not be there. Don't get me started. But it's not the CEO dance no more. It's the BGM, 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 my black girl magic dance, y'all. That's what that is, all right? You got to make sure one thing and one thing for sure that I will always love. What'd you say, Shay? The way The Rock handled the crowd was so... Listen, I'm going to say this as an older fan. And we had a couple of talks a couple weeks ago, remember, Dice, about where does the fan base lie with The Rock, right? Older fans not loving him. Younger fans maybe not so much. This man's promos be dragging out sometimes. Like, that shit took forever on Monday. Oh, I never thought about that when it came to the belt switching moment. You just opened my eyes. So, because when I saw that moment, right, it's the people have demanded. It's sort of like the Yes Movement, right? It was undeniable. You had to make sure that Daniel Bryan Bella won that title. It just had to happen. Same thing here with Cody. I do believe in my heart, if Cody did not walk out of Philly with that title, they would have rioted, and that would have been a backlash WWE did not want to handle. I don't care, Rock or not, it wouldn't have made a difference. The only way I thought it could have stayed face, and I get this is me being a fucking mark, all right? I'll call myself.
I want you to fire me, you fucking mark!
That man would have showed up and calls Cody. Because then for storyline purposes, remember, because wrestling is storyline, it had made sense to those who knew who he was and how their relationship was in AEW. But that didn't happen. Rock passed the torch. Bigger question is, what the hell did Rock put in his hands? Right? That's what I want to know. I know there's rumors about what they put in his hands, but I don't really know. They held it so tight and so close, you thought Diddy was a part of this whole thing. But Rock walks off into the sunset. Nobody else knows what's going on. We get to Rock later. Then it's Raw after Mania, right? Everybody's supposed to be real hype about Raw after Mania. Raw after Mania ain't been shit in 5 years, okay? I said it. Come after Mike Knox. I said it. And what's my... Shit, I'm going to say how you follow me. It's right there, all on the screen somewhere. At me, bro, okay? Even last week wasn't great, okay? I'm going to just say it. Raw after Mania was not great. I see Vaughn backstage yawning. It wasn't a yawn fest, okay? It just wasn't great. But we get call-ups, not call-ups, we get matches from the NXT champion, NXT women's champion, looking just as good. Look at, is that still Taker guy? Does he still go by that? Okay, because he's so rocking that damn Cody Rhodes jacket, right? So we got Lester guy there. I mean, it was a good show. You get Jay Cargill. Hold on, just stop, y'all. Shh, moment of silence. Now go. Oh, black girl magic all over the TV screen. Boom! Foot to the face. She's beating Kelsey Green. Oh, yeah. That's why Dice likes her. Dice says she's the GOAT for that reason. Because she goes, Kelsey Green! No, I do like how she puts a little unique spin on things. It's pretty fire. She's better. What's my girl? It was in NXT. That had the fake Whitney Houston. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Comment below. I thought she was going to be good. But they put her ass down there and never brought her back up. That's because that damn hairdo. I love you, Brandy. But she should just sit with that hairdo. But then Sami Zayn comes out. Who's going to be my next challenger? It don't matter. Imperium's going to jump him. Do all that stuff. And then we get this to this moment right here where if you're happy, you're happy. And you know it, clap your hands, right? Damian Priest is your new world champion, right? And this is where if you look at the title of the program, I have Becky and Seth leaving. Now, this is something that I normally do. That's not my thing. I'm not a dirt sheet guy. You know how I feel about dirt sheets. But what I do give respect to are, again, the below-the-line budget people that laid the breadcrumb for us to follow the yellow brick road as you go around the blocks with Mike Knox. And they put out sort of facts. We were talking about it in our private group, Dice, right? Steve goes, no way in hell. He looked visibly hurt talking about Seth Rollins. Right? That's why he... But I've seen so many different camera angles from personal friends that were up closer than I was, because God knows I wasn't 25,000 feet away from the stadium this time, but I couldn't see shit up close, right? That saw Seth's face, Becky's face after her match. They're saying that Becky and Seth are out of here. Now, I'm not saying they're going to AEW. That's not what I'm out here spewing, all right? But we talked about it last week with her being sick, having a baby. She's pushing 40. What does Becky Lynch have to prove anymore, right? Their baby's kind of on the road with them a lot. Once a mother becomes a mother, and again, I'm not a mother, so I don't know. So any mother that's listening, please comment below and let me know. Motherly tendencies kind of take over, right? And you kind of want to be in that field. Seth Rollins is getting what most wrestlers want to do now that Hogan did it and Rock made it more popular and Cena's now popular. He's getting movies. He's in a new Captain America movie that's coming out, right? So once you start getting other avenues of streams of income, how much do you love the business, right? So comment below and let me know what you guys think about the rumors of Seth and Becky both leaving. Their contracts are up in June. Do you see them staying? I just think they're going to be gone for an extended period of time. I don't think we're going to see at least Becky to the Royal Rumble, and maybe not Seth until Survivor Series. Okay, but that's still a long time. We're talking about we're in April right now from them being there. But do you see them leaving, taking green? Because maybe you got to think about it. Look what's going on in AEW, right? Look at, you know, they're saying, you know, what did Triple H say? If you're not here for this grind, then we don't want you anyway, right? So you look at the roster, right? AEW right now, no Kenny Omega, no Hangman Page, no Britt Baker, no Jamie Hayter, no MJF, no Darby Allin, no Jack Perry, no Felix, Ray Felix, Phoenix, no Miro, no Roosh, no Adam Cole right now, no Moxley. And they're still putting on, if you look at this weekend's card, we're going to talk about this, make sure you come back on Thursday and check out the predictions over for Dynasty. Still a great card. AEW is showing you how to take more money and work less days. That's all I'm saying. I don't think Seth is going anywhere. I don't think Becky is going anywhere. But if this and this wrestling where we just make up our own shit as we go along, why not make that up? I'm just saying, I'm putting it in the universe. Let me know what you guys think. I'm going to rush to this Recon wrestling real fast, but Judgment Day shows up. This was hilarious. This was personally my favorite part of Monday Night Raw last week, was R-Truth coming in there. I brought the titles back. You took the titles from them, R-Truth. What are you talking about? I love this moment. Jonathan Horatio Rodriguez, Tom Brady, Cena shows up. Five knuckle shuffles all over the place. They win the match, and then right here, the biggest face in wrestling, Jey Uso shows up, and they're having a fatal four-way match. Excuse me, guys. Ricochet shows up. Like, Ricochet, man, they're making me a believer. I mean, he does have Samantha, so he's making himself a believer as well. But my man CM Punk shows up, costs McIntyre the match. Jey Uso gets the win, and we're on to AEW. Give me a second here. And I want to talk about this right here from AEW. Most importantly, from AEW fans that are out there. What's going on, Jeffrey? What's going on, Uncle P? They just need a break. I feel you. You also put, if done right, you won't miss them. Push others. I agree with you on that one. Becky will be
hands
on
off.
UK tour.
Hands off.
Sorry. Damn. See, you put people in charge in your own damn show. They tell you, don't touch shit. It's my show. But I ain't touching it. See, hands off. All right. I saw you step away. I didn't know what was going on. Okay. but AEW fans, I really want to hear from you in this one, because when AEW Dynamite said they were going to show the footage of what happened at All Out between Jack Perry, a.k.a. Dylan McKay Jr. Yeah, that's what I call him. I hated his name of Jungle Boy. And I like Jack Perry, personally. But he's letting CM Punk completely live rent-free inside of his head. That's for sure. And what he did at New Japan Pro Wrestling over the weekend there. But I'm thinking AEW, there's no way they're going to show this footage. It's going to be kind of dialed up some kind of way. They're going to make a spoof about it. I had people try to say, oh, they were illegal for doing that. And you know what? I realized that when you have the person that I have, you're going to rub people the wrong way. So I'm kind of trying to pull back the curtain a little bit and not let people in too much. But I always have to fact check things. A guy who just told me backstage, don't touch things. He'll tell you. I know it frustrates him, and he's one of my best friends. He will tell me the sky is blue. I'm going to be like, shit, let me go look. That's just me. It's nothing personal towards anybody else. That's just me. So it's not illegal to show this footage. It's actually open to the public to show this footage. Okay? Now, let's talk some facts in this. The facts of the matter
is... It's from the UK, so it is illegal. That's why everybody's saying it's illegal, because it's a UK thing.
No, actually, it's CCTV, which is the company within itself. I had to, like, Google it and look it up and read it. It's actually open to anybody from that stadium. It's like having a ring camera, right? To put things in perspective. Like, with a ring camera, which I think is the stupidest thing in the world, if someone came on my porch and robbed my porch of a gift on my porch, technically, I couldn't use that camera footage in court.
But
that's
stupid. If it's to gain something,
yeah.
In their case, they're trying to get ratings. Then it's illegal. So that's okay. The part where they immediately took the
because they were using it to try to gain some exposure from it. Yeah. Okay, and that's why I have a team. Okay, so they show this footage, and I'm sitting here thinking, why? Right. Well, let's think why they showed this footage. It's the week of WrestleMania. Let's get, just like everybody who goes to WrestleCon and all these other shows that get put on TV. Or not on TV, but you know, in the areas that WrestleMania is, they do that because they want to take advantage of the crowd of what's at WrestleMania. So, hey, why not? Plus, CM Punk has his little interview where he speaks about what actually happened. Here's the part that's stupid, Tony Khan. Here's the part that I didn't get. You put this on to get viewership. To make AEW trend number one. Well, you know what was trending number one last week there, Mr. Tony Khan? Oh, I tell you. It wasn't your show. It was CM Punk was trending number one. Every single thing that Punk said was true. He never said he wasn't the aggressor. He never said this or that. So you show this video footage to show what? Now, here's where I will say I like how they spent it. They made it a storyline between FTR and the Young Bucks, the Bucks of Youth. And how do you spin it? You put it into a storyline. Well, we lost because we were so busy worried about this situation, we couldn't concentrate on the match. Okay, I get it. Okay, cool. But overall, this was a very, very bad decision. And I want AEW fans to tell me, do you agree with that? Was this bad for business? I mean, because I haven't found majority. I can't say no, but I have found a couple people. So I had to coat there for a while. They actually thought this was good business decision. I actually had somebody on. I saw one of my timelines was like, oh, this is great. This shows how much of an ass that CM Punk is. I'm going to be real with you guys. I am a CM Punk mark. I never defend the man. On the things he do, he is totally an asshole. But since Michael Smith wants to put things in the...
Tell me when I'm telling lies.
I'm just saying. And since, you know, when has he not done that? You know what I mean? And since we're there...
Charlotte Flair is the greatest women's wrestler of all time.
Tell me when I'm telling lies.
Hey, guys. Signed by Charlotte Flair herself. All right. Going to be giving this away soon. Matter of fact, I might get this away today, Dice. All right. If you could, you or Vaughn can get me one of them randomizers for me, I'm going to give this away today. I'm going to give this away to a fan today, y'all. And y'all know how much I love Charlotte Flair, but I'm going to give this away to a fan today. All right. To a listener. I reached that number that I was at, and I want to hear who that is. And okay. What was that by DC? I know DC's a diehard AEW fan. Still trying to figure it out himself why. See, doesn't make any sense to me. But AEW overall, I mean, how was the show last week? Because I thought it was kind of clouded by that situation. You can go back. Two things that happened last week on that show. One was looking at Tony Schiavone's face as they played the interview. He looked distraught. I didn't see him look that bad since the NWO days. He just literally put his head down the table and was like, what in the fucking hell is going on here? And then when my man Will Ospreay made that comment about Triple H with the boss's daughter, Renee, who's always a constant professional, looked distraught when he made that comment. I don't know what's going on with AEW. They got enough money to do what they want to do. People talking about, oh, they're going to be off TV. Their father, his father's a billionaire. His father got mad money. They don't have to go off TV unless they choose to go off TV. If they lose their contract with TBS or TNT, they will find another network. Okay? Let that be known. But Hook and Chris Jericho took on Shane Taylor Promotions. Corny. Mariah May took on Anna Jay. Other than Anna Jay being on my TV, corny. Tony Storm, Coach Celebration, that was awesome. What was that comment you just showed from Jeffrey? Renee is friends with Stephanie too. Yeah, so that probably put her in a bad situation. You know what I mean? But this just, to me, was a Debbie Downer on the night. And it was like, because you're trying to make someone look bad, A, who doesn't work for your company anymore, and then B, if you're going to use it to put your own company over, it should be something in a positive light. And I don't think no fan or majority of fans thought it was positive. I mean, your busted open radios of the world, your Van Pleets of the world, right? Your cheap heats of the world. Hell, your unpopular views of the world. No one I found thought that this was a great segment for them. We're going to take a break real fast, come back and talk about the week in wrestling, continue with the SmackDown review. And we'll be right back here on the Mike Knox Show, Unpopular Review Entertainment, Unpopular Review Wrestling, the Mike Knox Show. We'll be right back, y'all.
The following announcement has been paid for by the New World Order.
What's going on, everybody? It's your boy, the Almighty Dice Man, a.k.a. the Z Assignment, and I'm back. What I like to call two words for you, or two, sweet. Let's jump right into it. Moxley says he does whatever he wants, whenever he wants. This is the same attitude that every wrestler in AEW carries, all the way up to your stupid boss. It's a trickle-down effect, and this is why y'all can't fill no goddamn seats, because everybody thinks that they can do whatever they want, including your boss, who has no business acumen at this point, because they just keep doing dumb shit. Two words for you, John Moxley. I'm sorry. Eric Young signed an NDA to get his release granted from WWE, which leads me to believe that in some way, shape, form, or fashion, he saw or he knew what was going on with Vinnie Mac and John Laurinaitis, and they were doing they do a little thing.
You know what I'm talking about?
Deonna Purrazzo says that she wants to be Deonna Two Belts. Deonna, sweetheart, boo, if you want to be Deonna Two Belts, you shouldn't have came to AEW because it won't happen here. Sorry, boo. Next,
two sweet things
has been pulled from indie shows. People are thinking that he's going to come back to WWE with Bo Dallas and Alexa Bliss. I'm all for it. I believe it to a certain extent. But I don't know how much. We'll see during the draft, though. Maybe during the draft. So I'm going to two-sweet that for now. Now, on to two words for you. Matt Hardy says, I want to go to the best place possible. Stop lying, Matt. You're going to go wherever they're going to pay you. Wherever they're going to pay you. You have no value without Jeff at this point in your career. And anybody that wants you is for a nostalgia effect. So just wait till Jeff gets released and finish his contract. Just go get the Legends deal from WWE. That's it. We don't want to see anything else from y'all. The last show in AEW, y'all was big booty cheeks. We don't want to see no more of it. Now, too sweet. Big E gives us a positive update on his neck, but he also gives us a negative update on his career. So, he says, everything is still healing the way it's supposed to, but no new bone has been formed. Therefore, with no new bone, his neck is just functioning just the way it's supposed to be, but he can't take any pressure. So, and he admits that he probably won't be able to wrestle again, which sucks. But he can still live a life of being pain-free. So, too sweet for the progress update. But, damn, two words for maybe not being able to wrestle again. Now, on the last side of two words for you, AEW, bang, shot themselves in the foot with that goofy-ass all-in footage where, oh my God, CM Punk was actually telling the truth. I don't know what AEW expected to get out of that, knowing of what Punk said and then looking at that. And then they got hit. They were hitting people with copyright strikes. Because that was something they weren't supposed to do because it was closed-circuit television. You're not supposed to air it. You guys are stupid. Anyway, last thing for Too Sweet. Shawn Michaels says he could have one last match, and if he can have one last match, he wants it to be AJ Styles. Listen, who better? Who better? He can work with veterans. He can work with youngsters. And WWE can make it a cinematic spectacular event. Spectacle. That's what we want. Spectacle. But, you know what? That's my time. Let's get on this train. Y'all know it. I've been saying it every week. Fuck Dave Meltzer. Fuck Dave Meltzer and fuck his star ratings for WrestleMania. Give a good dog damn about no star ratings from a fucking Dave Meltzer. Anyway, it's my time, y'all. Love hard. Love often. Love always. And as always, Look at it. Now respect it.
But you guys just love when somebody short talks a lot of trash. I love it. I love it. It's like a little black leprechaun. I love him. I love it so much, y'all. Welcome back to the Mike Knox Show. And coming up after my segment here, we're going to talk this week in wrestling history. Also, make sure you guys check out the rest of the shows we have slated on this network as well coming up today.
Real quick, you wanted to randomize? I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I need to start working on this if you want me to. I don't know all who's in here, so the best way possible.
Yeah, I'm going to do it after the show.
Pick a number.
Yeah.
A number 1 through 20, however many people here is watching right now. Just get a number, make sure it's not the same person. I'll do the randomizer, and I'll have to go back and see who chose what number, but that's the easiest way as opposed to trying to get everybody's name.
Got it. Make sure that after the Mike Knox show, you guys check out the Monday Night Review show. Tonight we got Bad Guy Jack and Jeff holding it down. And we come back tomorrow after NXT is over to check out our NXT review show with the Wrestling Doll. Also, the AEW crew holding it down. Danny and my man Vinny La Spaza from the Spaza Stakes holding it down as well. SmackDown review show on Saturdays and our Collision show with off to a banging start for our first Collision show. I'm just saying, ain't no X's that got two X's, but we beating them numbers. That's all I'm going to say about that. AEW Collision holding it down as well as coming this Thursday. We got the Dynasty Prediction Show, and also always on Thursday's Top 5. And for all your entertainment people, if you know you're here for wrestling, that's great. We love you. Please come back, like, follow, subscribe. But we got tomorrow, we got the Long Kiss Goodnight review from 1996. I said, damn, that movie's 20 years old. I said, shit, that movie's almost 30 years old. Damn, the Long Kiss Goodnight is almost 30 years old. That's how I know I'm getting old. I graduated high school 30 years ago, people. Damn. So I'm going to say about that. Damn. Make sure you come back. But let's talk about this right here and go through it real fast this week in Wrestling SmackDown review. Cody again. I mean, damn. And somebody said, well, will Cody get... Technically, y'all do know that Cody's a SmackDown star, right? Because he won Roman's belt. So technically, he's supposed to be on SmackDown. I'm just saying, I don't know if they're going to have that stay that way, but technically, he should be on Raw tonight, okay? But we got a triple threat... coming up, we're going to find out Cody Rhodes' next opponent. We got L.A. No, I like him again, y'all. L.A. Knight taking on the leader of, are they Pride? I don't know. Whatever they call, but I love them. Bobby Lashley and the crew, as well as Santo Escobar, and all hell, fisticuffs break loose. Don't matter, because we all know who's going to win this match. L.A. Knight, yeah! But it gets real mad when I do that, y'all. She's like, wow, they just turned on me. Sorry, baby. I mean, you got to pick your own people. Okay? I'm sorry. All right? Let me get Bailey coming out there. Just looking as ravishing as Bailey can look. And then Tiffy Stratton comes in and tells me, no, it's Tiffy time. Meanwhile, Naomi comes out. Nuh-uh, little girl. You're going to get it straight. I done did what I had to do. I ain't done with it all. Now, this is where I come at Dice and I pause. Well, I pick at him and I go, you want to make fun of certain things? Let's make fun of certain things. I've never been the biggest Naomi fan on the microphone. I thought she did a terrible job on SmackDown, but that's just me, okay? But she came in there. She held it down. Tiffy time. She loses the match to Naomi. I think this week when they have this match, I think Tiffany Stratton interferes, turns it into a triple threat match at Backlash. That's my early predictions, but it ain't a spoiler. Or is it a spoiler? I don't know. And then we get Chelsea Green and Piper Niven taking on the most dominant female tag team of all time. Listen, you thought that Beauty and the Beast held it down with Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler? Oh, hell no. Hold on. If he was here, he would say, I don't give a good dog damn. Name me two women that can beat Bianca Belair and Jade Cargill. I'll wait. Because let's say Charlotte Flair and Bayley, or Charlotte Flair and Sasha Banks, or Charlotte Flair and insert someone else, that great Becky Lynch. There ain't no regular two chicks beating these two women. I tell you that much right here. Black girl magic. Black girl magic. Black girl magic. Come on. Don't wear me backstage. I see you. Girl magic, black girl magic. There it is. He don't want to do it. He just hates black women. I just had to walk off. But anyway, we get BGM whooping that ass. They come out. My daughter said, "Daddy, look, they're dressed alike." I'm like, "Oh, I hope this ain't taken away from Bianca Shine." Okay. I hope they ain't taking away from Bianca Shine, because Bianca don't need this. Jade Cargill needs this, because Jade is a natural heel. And once this love affair you wrestling fans have with her, she will be healed by I would think, by Survivor Series most, if not sooner than like SummerSlam. Okay? Because she talks too much. I'm the baddest bitch to be a face. It's like I'm watching the Next Gen, which I don't know why they didn't call it Tough Enough, which is a prince. But by the way, I called Dice over the weekend. I'm like, "Yo, you watching this?" He said, "What channel is it on?" I'm like, "It's on Roku." He said, "I ain't got that shit." And I'm like, "Damn, my bad. I thought everybody had Roku." You're right. It's exclusive to Roku subscribers, which I don't know why they don't just call it Tough Enough. But when you watch that, just certain people, just Jay needs to get some house shows after Raw. I could tell that shit needs some. Listen, she needs more than some reps. Okay, I said about her leaving AEW to her coming here, that they can make her look better than AEW, but they can't make her wrestle better. Okay, people are mad that Jade movesets is limited, but they need to understand that's how you build her up. First with feud, who she knows, and that's how you're having her limited on her purpose. That's on purpose, correct? You can't have her come out here. Well, first of all, let's just be real. Okay, everybody got five moves of death. Right? Five, whatever you call it, right? That's everybody. Everybody. I don't care. AJ Styles typically shows, we know he can do a hell of a lot more. His repertoire is extensive. But WWE, they got about five moves. Okay? Seven if you're Ricochet, because you're doing some topsy-turvy, flipsy shit. Okay? But if you're my man Bronson Reed, right, you definitely only got four. Okay? So that's just how it is. Enjoy the spectacle. Stop being complainers. Enjoy the pops. And they're getting big pops. Right? Then we got my man, Braun Breaker, which, by the way, can we get a moment of silence for the Wolf Dogs? Damn, I miss the Wolf Dogs. All right? Then he whipping my man to the moon. I don't know why the hell Cameron Grimes even there. That's a damn shame. Certain people just should stay on NXT. That's just what it is. Then we get another triple threat match, winner being AJ Styles, because duh, LA Knight once, we knew it was going to happen. This was probably the best triple threat match I've seen on regular TV in a long time. This match was great. We're talking about three of the greatest of all time. I'm going to say it again. We're talking about three of the greatest in-ring competitors of all time. Rey Mysterio, best little big man of all time. We got AJ Styles. They call him the phenomenal one for a reason. Then we got Kevin Owens, Kevin Steen, whatever you call him. He's where he's at for a reason. Okay? He did a program with Stone Cold Steve Austin at WrestleMania. Shut your mouth. He's one of the greatest of all time. Okay? Great match. Winner, AJ Styles. Don't forget, guys, we got the draft coming up. Starting April 26th, continues on Monday the 29th, and for the first time ever, all three brands are draftable. Not just pulling from NXT, which is what I had thought they were already doing, which they were, but now NXT has a pick in the draft. It can take people from Raw, which if you look at already, the final testament's already there. Okay? They weren't going to make it on the main roster, put their asses back in Orlando where they can shine at. Then we get to where everybody came here to talk about, and that's the Bloodline. That's the Bloodline. That's your tribal chief? Mr. 0 for 40? That guy? Look how I'm looking at Paul. Paul's ready to call Roman. He goes, "Nah, I got something to say to my little brother. I love you. I love you, man. But we don't take losses here. We're better than that. We don't deal with losses." I didn't know if I was talking to Christian Bale, Batman, or who the fuck solo. I didn't know his voice was that damn deep. "What are you doing losing? We got to hold ourselves above ground for that stuff. What are you doing? Hello? Come here. I love you. Give me a hug. You're my brother." Well, here come my cousin. Whooping my ass. Tama Tonga comes in. Everybody, if you're popping for him, don't matter. The crowd went crazy. I, again, personally don't think that the crowd cheered for him. I think the crowd cheered for the moment. Okay? Being they all look alike. You knew it was somebody related, right? Yes. Did I just say all Samoans look alike? I just did. Okay. Unless you're Yokozuna, you're a kid. Because when I was a kid, damn, I thought he was Japanese. Fooled my ass. Okay. But that's just wrong, WWE. But whoop my man Jimmy Uso's ass. Unfair. They gave that man thumb spike after thumb spike. They put his neck in a chair. They just whooped his ass. Okay. And now, are you excited for the new Bloodline? But what was that? What the? Whoa! What did DC just put up there? Put that DC comment back up there. The Bloodline has fallen. No. This is where I ask you the question. if losing matters and losing has consequences, does it need a change? By orders of his tribal chief, he was told to do that. So now all the speculation starts, right? Did Rock take over Solo? Is that what, did Roman say this? I'm going to say this for everybody who says, did Roman do this? You can tell Roman didn't do it because his advocate had no idea this was happening. His advocate tried to call Roman to see what happened. And Solo took the phone and stumped on the phone. This is not Roman's doing. Roman said, I think it was the press conference from SummerSlam, actually. I was excited for, yeah, you know him. Jeffrey, you're a wrestling fan like that, right? I'm not going front. I don't watch New Japan Pro Wrestling. I ain't watched New Japan since the days of the NWO when they had, you know, and they were cross-referencing and the Sunday Heat, whatever the shit them shits was back in the day. I don't watch New Japan Pro Wrestling. I'm not going to act like I do. I watch their Kingdom stuff they have because everybody talks about it, and it's on early in the morning. I work in the morning, so I watch it then. But I don't watch it, right? I know who he is. He's one of the original members of the Bullet Club. Enough said right there. He's been doing it for a long ass time, so he has his flowers, okay? But Roman didn't ask for this. So begs the question, who's behind the new bloodline? Roman did say, I have an heir to the tribal chief. It is Solo. Did Solo make this call by himself? Like Roman said at SummerSlam last year, there's layers to this shit. Anybody here my son's birthday is in 2 days. What's a single layer cake? There ain't nothing. There's layers to this shit, man. Okay? So I asked you the question. I'm going to come back with this week in wrestling history. I have to take a commercial break. And I ask you, comment below, let me know. Are you excited for this new bloodline? We'll be right back, y'all. Where's my commercial? Oh, there it is.
I'm not the biggest Damian Priest fan. And I just don't believe he's a world champion, in my opinion. I don't believe you have a group of five and your popularity is number four in that group. You should be a world champion. But here we are. They cashed it in for the world championship at WrestleMania. He comes out in his spiffy new red suit and spiffy new music for the fifth time.
Yeah.
And still not hitting to me. I am happy for him. The fans, of course, because they were in the Raw after WrestleMania crowd, gave him the You Deserve It chant. The question is, next week when they're in Canada, will he get a positive reaction, Evil Dose?
I don't know if he'll get a positive reaction or not. I don't think it matters. I mean, he's a heel, so he doesn't need to get a positive reaction. He just needs to get a reaction, which is I don't know the answer to that either. Without Dom and without Mommy, I'm not sure. And with that, and if they're separated, I mean, she gets cheered. But, you know, this is fine, and I'm okay with him being the champion. I like Damian Priest. He has a Ring of Honor history, which has a Philadelphia history. But I like what happened mostly because if you listen to Hammerlock Hangover, and I know that you do, this is exactly how I booked the cash in, right down to Punk hitting McIntyre over.
She talks about having a rematch. Roxanne is like, you're in a sling, dude. Like, you should.
You're still not medically ready to face me. And then Tatum walks out. She's like, she might not be ready, but I am. And then she gets all up in Lyra's face, and Lyra's like, oh my god, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean what I said after the match. I was just mad and upset. Mm. And then Tatum's like, but are you? And then throws that woman right into the steel steps. And Roxanne is laughing at that woman's pain.
Yeah, she should.
And then there's even somebody in the audience. They zoom out and they see somebody going like this. Like,
oh, I already know what you're talking about. We knew what's going to happen.
Listen, when you're dealing with crazy people, you have to be careful with what you say.
Because hopefully you guys can hear. My boy was upset right here. My boy was highly upset.
Listen, you have to be careful with crazy people. Because any little thing you say will snap. They'll flip that switch and they will go from zero to a million in a matter of 0.1 second. And that 0.1 second snapped and she turned on her. I thought she was going to put that woman in a psycho trap.
Yo, 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 it's crime time.
EST.
Soul Man, Rocky Johnson. It's the Honky Tonk Man. NWO. Can you smell what The Rock is cooking? UPR and Around the Blocks give to you This Week in Wrestling History with King Vaughn.
All right, this is King Vaughn here, the Victorious Ones Podcast and Perfect Flex Talk Radio, here to give you The Week in Wrestling History. On April 15, 2020, as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic, WWE decided to bring their Money in the Bank event inside of Titan Towers. And so the winner of the women's Money in the Bank was Asuka, and the winner of the men's Money in the Bank was Otis. So as far as April 16, 2007, episode Monday Night Raw, the Miracle Milan took place as Santino Marella made his WWE debut and immediately won the Intercontinental Championship. And so, of course, on April 17, 2000, on the episode of Monday Night Raw, Chris Jericho defeated Triple H. But however, you know, of course, however, that decision had eventually gotten reversed, you know, by way of Triple H's demands. And so, of course, as far as April 18th was WWE Backlash 2004. And so, of course, Baltimore, you know, retained the World Heavyweight Championship. April 19th, 1998 was Spring Stampede. Macho Man Randy Savage defeated Sting to become the WCW World Heavyweight Champion. As far as birthdays, April 15th, Mike Tenay turns 70. April 16th, Mia Yim turns 35. April 17th, Roddy Piper would have turned 70. April 18th, Brooklyn Brawler turns 63. And April 19th, Byron Saxton turns 43. That is your week in wrestling history. Mike Knox, back to you.
Yo, 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 it's crime time.
E-S-T.
Soul Man, Rocky Johnson. It's the Honky Tonk Man. N-W-O. Can you smell what the Rock is cooking? UPR and Around the Blocks give to you This Week in Wrestling History with King Vaughn.
Good stuff there, Vaughn. Loved it, loved it, loved it. Good stuff, good stuff. But The Week in Wrestling. And again, before I left before break, I asked you guys, what did you think about the new bloodline and moving forward? I have to say this much. I'm here for all the smoke. My man Dennis chiming in. I'm very much so excited that the storyline just doesn't end with Roman losing in layers and never ending and could bring about so much more. I'm excited for wrestling in this next year. Listen, wrestling's in a good place, right? They call it the Renaissance era, right? Let's talk about it. Wins and losses don't matter. I've always said that when it comes to wrestling. Good point right there. But solo words about losing, about losses. Roman didn't lose as well. Does Roman get attacked when he returns as well? Solo acting like he's been winning. That is funny. Will Roman get attacked? That's very exciting. I'm excited because this is what we needed to freshen up the bloodline with new layers. At this point, the old was just washed off from what happened at WrestleMania. They needed to refresh it. The paint, I don't know. I'm a sucker. I like what, you know what I mean? I'm a Roman fan. As long as Roman's involved, I was happy with it. Solo Sikoa and Tonga versus Jimmy Uso and Jey Uso reunite. I mean, that's where everybody's going, right? That's what it looks like. Here's my thing with that. And Dice Man and myself were talking about this before their show on the SmackDown show on Saturday. Does that stunt Jey Uso's growth? Like, to build him up, right? You look at, I go back to a lot of things that WB puts right in front of our faces to look at to give you the answers that you need. I knew Sami was going to win because he was featured on the A&E biography of Roman Reigns. In that same biography, he said, I made you care about Jey Uso. They built him up to be the biggest face in the company, to put him back in tag team wrestling. I'm not so sure about that. All right, and then you had the wrestling rumor reel always was like, I always say hashtag depth of dirt sheets. You know what's worse than dirt sheets? People who give you false information and news, right? So they go, oh, he attacked him after. First of all, it was a dark match that was set between Jey and Solo. Happened to be on SmackDown, yes. Does that necessarily mean they're putting them back together? Not necessarily. Now, does it make sense, right? I always say, you, the audience that's listening, and thank you for liking, following, subscribing. Smash that subscribe button. Somebody go bell notification. Somebody go live. You know it. I'm trying to get to 1,000 subscribers. We hit the number that I was looking to get to. We're almost at 900. When I get to 900, I told you guys I got a Rock Chalk jacket, WrestleMania jacket to give away. So we're 9 away from that. Get us to that number. So give away this jacket to somebody out there. But just because it's there doesn't mean it's going to happen, right? Because they put it there. They're really good at telling you a lot of things, but also, you know, giving you the Marvel thing. I always go back to how many Avenger trailer pieces never happen in the movie, people. Never. You look at a trailer, so many Avenger trailers, you'd be like, oh my God, it's going to be dope. Oh, that shit never happened in the movie whatsoever, right? So I pause to say, if you put them back together again, I get it makes sense. But does it make sense for Jey? Jey's selling more now, dare I say, than the Usos ever sold. And I'm a Uso fan from day one. Day one-ish is who I am. Just like I was the guy who brought belts to you Puffers out there who got way more belts than I got now. Y'all saw Mike Knox on TV and said, yo, I want to be like that brother right there. And that's cool, right? Because I thought it was cool, too. That's why I wanted to do it. So I do encourage you guys to look and see and just wait. Whatever happens on tonight, maybe Jay is on the show. Will the Bloodline get involved? That will tell us more. What happens on Friday, SmackDown? Does Paul Heyman come out and say he did speak to the Tribal Chief? I don't think Roman's gone further than SummerSlam, even if that long. I never thought he was going to be gone that long in the first place. It's too easy. The man works a super part-time schedule to say he needs time off. I just, again, just me, don't know this personally, just never thought he was leaving. Okay, so again, comment below. Let me know your thoughts about the Bloodline. Jay has been killing it as a single star, though. It'd be crazy to put him back with Jimmy now, but we'll see. And that's my point. It's me, Oos. Day one is. That crowd, they have been waiting to replace the yes chant. They got it now. Jimmy needs his own growth. Exactly. If you're going to build them as solo stars, Jimmy wasn't getting over off of Jay, pause, because wrestling fans wanted to, they hated the Bloodline. They hated Roman. So it was easy for them to say, Ooses, deuces, I'm out. It made him a star automatically. He turned on Roman Reigns, automatically became a star. What happens with Jimmy now? Will the Bloodline start to get liked by fans? All of a sudden now y'all cheering for Solo? No offense. Was you motherfuckers cheering for Solo 6 weeks ago? I don't think so. Okay. All of a sudden, Tomatonga's there. Y'all cheering for him now? Come on now. We got the better brother coming too. But too, he's been signed. Okay. Well, he show up this Thursday. Time will tell. Wrestling fans, let that shit marinate. Okay. I know some of you guys get in the bedroom. You put on no music. You don't even get the towel when she's done wiping her off. You just go for it. What they say, I don't want a minute, man. And they all say, it's okay, bitch, I still fucked you. No, you gave her a minute, dog. She ain't coming back. Let that shit simmer. Let it marinate. Put on some R&B music. I don't care if you want to put on Avant, which I would never do. DJ Will shot at him backstage. Or you want to put on whatever music suits you. Put on that red dress. Whatever. Let it marinate, y'all. Take time with it. Let it cook. Let's enjoy this ride we're on called professional wrestling. Now, before we go, there it is. Let it cook. Let it sizzle. Put some steak on that grill. Now, this is a personal pet peeve of mine today on this one, what we got to hear. Howard Finkel. Tony Chimmel. Lillian Garcia. Why all of a sudden Lillian Garcia gets forgotten about? The woman was singing a national anthem for 10 years, and y'all loved her. All of a sudden now, because you guys don't ever get laid, you see Samantha, oh my God. Oh, she's the greatest announcer of all time.
I'm going to need you to leave that picture up there. Just leave it there.
I was going to leave it there. I was going to leave it anyway. Listen, I'm going to change it real fast, right? But is either this is going to stay there or this one? No. And damn sure no, right? So it's going to stay there anyway. But my point in having this
JoJo in her own right was JoJo good as well,
right? But I didn't put her on here. If some people didn't put because they didn't have a long enough stint, right? AKA Hamhocks. First of all, I hate Hamhocks. Okay, I never even had it in my life. That's like saying chitlins. I've never in my life had chitlins. I'm often from Pascagoula, Mississippi. Okay, them shits they stink. What the hell? I'm gonna put them in my mouth. I ain't eating no bad Yuchi, so I'm going to eat some bad food. Just to let you know, Lillian was hot too. The funnel boss made you know that. The people's strudel, right? Just calm it down with making people the goat so fast, okay? The woman hasn't been doing this fully for about 2 years, okay? To overshadow Howard Finkel, to overshadow, she might be? She might be the prettiest. Yeah, I give you that. She definitely might be the prettiest. But again, Dyson said JoJo. I'm sorry. The first time I ever seen JoJo on Total Divas, my wife and I was watching that show. And I said, my daughter would never be 18 years old in the World Wrestling Federation locker room. Okay? Never. Okay? Because that's what happens. They pass them around. They want to get with them. Deja and AW was fine too. I just, she's not the GOAT, yo. She's not the GOAT. I'm not saying she's not good at what she does. I love what Samantha Irvin does. She is very good at her job. She has not had the chops, to me, of one Howard Finkel. Okay? She just isn't. Howard Finkel, to me, to make an announcer, it's like also comes with being the, you know, where you were and what matches you called or announced. Excuse me. And the things that Fink did in Madison Square Garden, first WrestleMania. Y'all forget things like that, right? Finkel had almost a 20-year run on and off in his company. That makes him, in my opinion, the GOAT of announcing. Justin Roberts interviewed him, friend of this program, got his book, autographed, all that. Great at what he does. Your GOAT is your GOAT. But let's give people their flowers first before just dismissing other people. To be fair, Samantha Irvin gets the social media advantage. We saw her genuine expression from other announcers. Yeah, she does get that. She gets the advantage of social media. 100%. 100%. That's funny because all I've seen is dude hating on her because she cried. That was Earl Hebner. Right? And I'm not going to say he was wrong fully in what he said, but I kind of got it. I kind of got it. It was like the one where The Rock comes back and he jumps out the seat.
Sorry to chime in, but no, couldn't you compare that to hometown announcers at a football or basketball game? They're supposed to be non-partial, but still for the home team. Mm-hmm. But they get really excited when the away team does something crazy and their voice just goes like a home run in an MLB game or a walk-off touchdown from the visitors.
A walk-off touchdown? Like, I got you.
All right. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, no. I get that. That's a very good point. I didn't think about it that way until you said it. Okay. What I was going to go to, because that's a very good point, so I got to let that one marinate, okay, before we get up out of here. A walk-off home run. Yeah, Vaughn put that in chat. Remember how I felt about walk-off
touchdowns? You know, college.
They are. It's just, I've never heard it called that before, though. That's all. It's just, yeah. Remember how I felt about when McMahon was on Logan Paul or McMahon was on Pat McAfee show? How I felt? I felt it was kind of he was being a mark instead of interviewing him. That's someone again, and this is just where I stand. And until you guys go through what I went through, you maybe not won't understand it. What I'm taught as a broadcast journalist, I don't just have a microphone and I speak because it's free to talk wrestling. I've done this. I went to school for this. I paid to do what I do and why I do it the way that I do it, the best that is done on this channel. Okay, my team makes sure that I'm that good. I'm only as good as you, the audience, the $1 million audience, and as good as my team. We've been tagging it out to become the $1 million connection. I can't do this without you guys, but I know that. And by knowing that, I say I have a job to do. I have to stay partial. Now, let's just talk about Michael Jordan versus LeBron James. Let's just talk about Biggie Smalls and Tupac. I stay very partial in this, right? I have to. It's my job to stay impartial. I never forget the first time I went to when I covered the Redskins, when they were called the Redskins back then. Thank you, Katie. When I covered the Redskins, they said, you cannot. I never forget, I asked to take a picture with Mike Quick. I'm a diehard Eagles fan. And Mike Quick played me. I remember calling DJ like, yo, he would take a picture with me. Right? And then Howard Eskins, who I can't stand, goes, come on, let's take a picture. But I also know that friend of the program got suspended for taking a picture with Joe Dumars. Because you're not supposed to do certain things. So she's not supposed to go, oh my God. That's unprofessional. But if the company, and this is where I draw the line. If the company lets her do it, then who the fuck am I to say anything else? Last comment before we get about here. Go back and watch her introduce Seth at Mania. She gave it 110%. She was digging way down deep and the guts to get it out. Pretty awesome. Again, I am not dissing her. That is not the point of me saying this. The point of this is, again, as I've always done this. This is wrestling fans' fault. Wrestling fans are so quick to forget the past to get some to the future. And most importantly, because of the way that she looks. If she looked like JoJo the Dogfish Boy, would she be getting all this kind of gratification? She just wouldn't. That's all I'm saying. She would not be getting this if she was Tony Timmel, and Tony Timmel cried for Cody Rhodes winning, which y'all say he was the GOAT. That's the point I wanted to make this up about. I love Samantha. Let it sizzle. Learn how to cook some gumbo, y'all. Learn how to make spaghetti. The sauce always tastes better the days later than it does when you first you make it because it has to sit. The ingredients have to get in there and marinate. If you smell what the final boss is cooking. Listen, guys, I'm going to go ahead and get up out of here. That has been my time. I feel like I'm still not forgetting. Oh, yeah, we spoke about that earlier, Charmaine. About her getting the belt. Again, those are rumors. Those are dirt sheets. Let's see what happens tonight. Again, those same rumors to that same Monday going back. If I'm not wrong, y'all can speak on this when we got out of here, Dice. They said that about Seth Rollins. And they were completely wrong, right? WrestleMania match was over. No, Punk got hurt and that killed that match. Okay, click, click, boom, break. Okay, Chicago made Punk fall apart. Okay, but damn sure it wasn't Seth Rollins. He stood in there like a constant professional that gave him time off. So hopefully for Rhea's sake, she can take some time off and heal. All right. They did it for Roman not being hurt, but you don't have to wrestle to be part of a storyline. Storyline doesn't mean you wrestle. Wins and losses don't mean you're the best. The storyline in WWE says you're the best. So can the storyline be great enough to have her go on and on and on and on to the break of dawn? But listen, guys, I'm going to get out of here. This is my time. Again, before I got out of here, make sure you guys come back tonight, okay, and check out the Monday Night Raw review show with Jeff and filling in for Exec Consulting. Like, that man came back one time and left already. It's Bad Guy Jack, as well as NXT show tomorrow with Bad Guy Jack and the Wrestling Doll, the AEW show. I got to get his boys their prop show because they are putting it together. They heard some things that I had to say to them in the chat. They took that ball and they're trying to run with it. I'm here for anybody who want to be part of this network. Don't forget the SmackDown review show on Saturdays with Dice Man and Vic. Then in our wrestling collision show on Saturday nights as well. Again, guys, comment below. Let me know. DM me. Inbox me. Subscribe. Follow. If you guys love this thing we doing, we talking about called wrestling. You love entertainment. You are a social media savant. Okay. You know how to do some editing. You like wrestling, but you don't feel comfortable to talk in front of the camera. You write. Let us know, okay, who you are. We got a space for you here on UPR. All right. All right. When I say this, that means I have the power to do so. All right. So let us know, guys. Listen, I'm gonna get up out of here. Jeffrey, Katie, DC the Collector, Vaughn, Grand Body P from the UK. Everybody holding us down. If I don't say your name, I apologize. I thank you, because without you, I couldn't be here. But you know what? Without him, none of us would be here. So do not wake up tomorrow morning and say to yourself, I love me some me, and don't love God. We are out of here, y'all. See you next week, y'all. Fingers.
You ready?
Ready?
Let's
go!
At the money, now you're raw, what you getting in? Perfect Flex Radio, gotta listen in. Mike Knox, from Cena to The Rock, whatever wrestler is hot. News and interviews, it's a one-stop shop.